you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
May the Lord of Peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. I love that from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. Well, welcome to the middle part of May 2014. Friend, how you doing? Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Crowley. Yep, I'm the friends part. So good to spend some time with you. My, oh my, talk about a wonderful, incredible testimony. From Farsad, from Iran, talk about an incredible testimony, a radical Muslim that came to faith in Jesus Christ. So if you missed the testimony Monday, Tuesday, and yesterday, yet Wednesday, I strongly encourage you to go check out the audio archives portion at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and then click on the archives part and listen to the testimony of this incredible child of God who is a radical Muslim that came to faith, that came to Christ. Incredible. So his 3 days of testimony can be heard, greatnewsradio.org, under the archive program page. I think you'll be blessed by that. Well, I'll tell you what, I was looking at the calendar yesterday, and wow, we're already in the middle of May. This is going by really quick. Our kids are going to be out of school here in the next, I think, week and a half, 2 weeks. I'm not really sure. And the kids are like, yay, summer vacation. And my wife and I are like, oh, no, summer vacation. So we always try to find unique things to do with them during their summer break and all that. But so please be praying for us. Please, please, please. I would appreciate that. You know, it's always nice to kind of get away, you know, the whole weekend retreat thing. And just it's so nice to do that from time to time. And in fact, that's exactly what my wife is doing. Aubrey's going to be heading down to Florida tomorrow night. She's going to be going to Sanibel Island. And she's really looking forward to this. I mean, if you're a mom, you know exactly the pressures and the stress and all of that stuff that comes with that. So we're kind of looking forward to her kind of getting away and focusing on the Lord and just kind of recuperating, getting refreshed and such. So this weekend, I'm going to be playing Mr. Mom. So we're praying that the house won't burn down. We're praying that we'll have something more than just ice cream for dinner. And my wife is greatly concerned about what the kids will wear on church on Sunday. So she's afraid that I may bring them in their pajama pants. So sort of like going to Walmart. So please be praying for my wife, Aubrey. I appreciate that. And speaking of prayer, boy, this is just a whole prayer list happening here. Be in prayer for the Singing Men. Here in a few weeks, they're going to be ministering at the Logan Women's Correctional Center in Logan County. And pray that God would use their unique ministry to really touch the lives and bring healing and hope that can only be found in Jesus Christ to these women. Talk about a wonderful opportunity. I love that. Also, if you need prayer, if you would like us to be praying for you, just give us a call. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Or you can just email me. I love to be praying for you if you have a request or such. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, since the beginning of time, God has set the standard. He worked 6 days and he rested on the seventh. Well, today for our study, we're going to be talking about having a Sabbath rest from the book of Exodus. That's coming up right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Oh,
What does a restful day look like for you? Well, I don't know about you, but for me, it's me sitting on the couch, maybe reading a nice book, maybe my laptop in front of me, a nice cup of coffee to my right. The kids are relaxing in their room, and my wife is sitting right next to me. That's a restful day right there. And having no responsibilities at all. Don't have to be anywhere. That's a restful day for me. What about for you, friend? You know, the E is bright red. The needle is falling further and further. Whether you'll make it the next mile or not is anyone's guess. And this could be you on the freeway, but what if it were your day-to-day life? Do you ever feel like your tank is on empty? I'll tell you what, life can be brutal sometimes. I mean, 5 or 6 days of work a week, games on the weekends with the kids, the grind, the money, the stress. I'll tell you what, one of the hardest things to do in the midst of work and life is to intentionally take time to hit the brakes and rest. While God desires us to work, remember, he commanded Adam to tend to the garden. He desires us to work hard, but he also desires us to rest hard. So what did God do on the seventh day of creation? Well, he rested. Does God actually need rest? No, he doesn't. He's not human. He's God. He doesn't need to take a nap because he's tired or cranky. He took rest so he can set the standard for us, to give us an example. I even heard one pastor say one time, he rested so he can enjoy his creation. And in the book of Exodus, we see the principle of rest. So if you have your Bible today, Exodus 31 verses 12 to 17. Exodus chapter 31, verses 12 to 17, it says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, you must observe my Sabbaths. This will be a sign between me and you for the generations to come, so you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy. Observe the Sabbath because it is holy to you. Anyone who desecrates it is to be put to death. Those who do any work on that day must be cut off from their people. For 6 days, work is to be done, but the seventh day is the day of Sabbath rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath is to be put to death. The Israelites are to observe the Sabbath, celebrating it for generations to come as a lasting covenant. It will be a sign between me and the Israelites forever. For 6 days, God made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day, he rested and was refreshed." You know, the word Sabbath means rest, as we see there in verse 13. And then there's another word in there that talks about desecrates, which means to belittle or defile there in verse 14. So by observing a day of rest, you bring glory to God. See, God told Moses this one action of observing the Sabbath day would be a sign to all the generations that God was the one who had sanctified Israel. It was God himself who had made the difference in the lives of these people. See, in many ways, this was an upward and vertical principle, meaning it displayed the relationship between God and his people. Yeah, imagine that. By taking a day off, so an entire group of people, one day every week, rested completely. And guess what, friend? You and I are called to do the same. See, now we don't observe the Sabbath in the same way the Israelites did, but the principle from creation spans across all periods of history. Our observance of the principle of rest still stands today, not because it's rooted in Jewish tradition, but it's rooted in the act of creation. Because of this fact, we celebrate the Lord's Day as a day to worship our Savior and rest from work. You know, and also our observance of a day of rest is countercultural. That's unheard of in today's society. And it's a shining sign to the world that we have been saved by Jesus. It is Jesus who has sanctified and set us apart. Plus, God also wants us to rest for our own benefit too, friend. Work 6 days and then rest. So are you worn out, friend? Are you constantly bouncing from activity to activity, day and night, night and day, every week, every weekend? Could it be that you're not observing God's principle of worship and rest? Think about this. If you are working 24/7, if you are working 7 days a week, your priorities are going to be out of whack. You're going to be so tired that you're not even have time for God. You ever hear of people who say, well, I don't have time to read. I'm so busy to read scripture, so busy to spend time with God. Well, God's telling you, take a day off and spend some time with me. So we have no excuse to not get in the Word, because God commands us to take a day apart from work. Take that day of rest and use it as an opportunity to focus on Him. You know, the words here in this passage in Exodus says, so you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy. See, that implies it's also to be a day of reflection on the Lord and of worship. You know, in Egypt, the Israelites had been slaves with no control over when they worked. And God also reminded them on a couple occasions that they were slaves. Think about this for a second. Sometimes we take a look at scripture based on where we're at in today's culture and society. But if you looked at what God was telling to these Israelites, that still apply to us, by the way, today. But what he was telling them, the children of Israel, they were slaves under Pharaoh. I mean, they were in working conditions so demanding, so unrealistic, that they were just crying out to God. And so they didn't ever hear about, hey, you need to take a day off. Pharaoh did everything in his control to make sure that they were working harder. In fact, I remember I was reading a text a couple of weeks ago where it says, or I believe where they ran out of straw or something so they couldn't make the bricks. And Pharaoh was telling them, you need to work harder. Yet they didn't have all the tools necessary to do the work. But Pharaoh was telling them, you need to work harder. Talking about unrealistic expectations. So when God was telling them, you work 6 days, but also take a day off. Boy, talk about the difference between serving a crazy master by the name of Pharaoh and serving Jehovah, serving God. See, there's a difference between the two. And the Sabbath was not just any other day, by the way. It was a day to tangibly remember what God had done for them. It was a day to pause, hit the pause button, and reflect on the great works of God. In Exodus chapter 31, verses 14 and 15, we see the consequences for failing to observe the Sabbath, which was death. If anyone did any work whatsoever, they were to be put to death. This penalty shows how important it was to God that his people obey this command. This day was to be a holy day, set apart. To not observe the Sabbath was to profane the God who lovingly calls his people to rest. And the severity of the punishment underlines the importance, friend, of observing this day of rest and worship. And praise God, we're under grace today. We are in that grace period. But even in the midst of the grace period, we need to be taking that day of rest. So how should Christians observe a day of rest today? Here we are, 2014. Well, the short answer is rest from work and join believers in worship. I know many churches do that each and every Sunday. And this doesn't settle the matter altogether, because some Christians have jobs requiring them to work on Sundays. I mean, most of us would agree, if our house catches on fire or if we're hospitalized or someone breaks in our home, the Lord will approve of a fireman or a doctor or a nurse or 911 operators and the police being on the job on a Sunday. And to Pharisees critical of Jesus for healing on the Sabbath, Jesus said, hey, if one of you has a child or an ox who falls into the well on the Sabbath, will you not immediately pull it out? Jesus said that to the hypocritical and the critical Pharisees and the teachers of the law in Luke chapter 14. And many employees today are given no choice about whether or not to work on Sundays. And that's true for a pastor. I mean, if a pastor refused to work on Sundays, I'm not sure how long he would have his job. But how can devoted believers required to work on the Lord's Day honor the principle of a day of rest and worship? Think about that for a second. How can a devoted believer required to work on the Lord's Day honor the principle of a day of rest and worship? How could they do that, even if they have to work on Sunday? Well, when workers have a day or two off each week, they can fulfill that principle as well. My wife sometimes works on the weekends, but she gets every single Wednesday off, and I make sure she doesn't overwhelm herself on Wednesdays with doing housework or anything like that, because that is her day. That is her Sabbath, and I remind her of that as well. In fact, some people say, well, the Sabbath is Sunday and there's no other day. But Jesus said in Mark chapter 2, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a solemn rest, friend. The Sabbath is holy. God declared this day to be a holy day. This is not like the rest of the week. This is not like a normal day of the week. This is a special day. It's a day to honor. It's a day to live differently and to be different. Set our eyes, our thoughts, and our focus on Jesus Christ without any interruptions of us having to be at this meeting or having to take care of this at work. But this is a day that's set apart, a day of rest and a day of worship specifically for the Lord. Now, of course, each and every day we ought to worship the Lord, but this day is going to be different than the other days. So, friend, work hard. Work hard. We are called to work hard, and God designed us for work, and He's given us a blessing in our jobs. And for many of us, we work part-time. For many of us, we work maybe a couple of different jobs. It's a blessing to work. But a vital part of God's model for work, friend, is rest. God uses this day of rest and worship to refresh, to recharge, and push us forward for the next week. So it's time to hit the brakes and fill up the tank and follow God's example and give work a rest.
I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives, He lives who once was.
That's right. The tomb is still empty. We lift up a risen Savior, and I know my Redeemer lives. I love it. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for your prayerful and your financial support for Great News Radio. It is through your support that allows us to continue to bring forth the Word of God. So thank you so much for your prayers and your financial gifts. You can join the giving family today with a single gift of any amount by sending your gift of support and words of encouragement as well. We really appreciate those. To Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give safely and securely at our website at greatnewsradio.org. So thank you so much for your investment in this radio ministry. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Mark and Jason back in the studio. They're going to continue their study on the book of Acts. That's coming up tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. Central Time, of course. Well, friend, until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.